Dear podcast listener, we accept the fact that we have to sacrifice not only our Wednesdays, but our Fridays as well to entertain you. But we think you are crazy to make us do a promo telling you who we think we are. When you listen to our podcast, you think you know who we are, in the simplest terms, in the most convenient definitions. But what we found out is that each one of us is a dork.
I had the basket case,
and I'm a princess.
And I'm a pothead.
Does that answer your question? Sincerely yours, The Prime Podcast. Find out more at theprimepod.com. Think of the tender things
that we were working on. Warning. The following show contains harsh language and may contain certain content, opinions, and or explicit humor that might be interpreted as objectionable by those without a thick skin. This show is recommended for a mature audience.
Hello and welcome to Prime episode. Episodes are good. Prime is good. I am good.
That's debatable.
Yeah, I'm a total tool for that one. I'm going to hell. What's up, guys? This is Prime. My name is Duff. I'm your host. With me are my two other hosts, bringing back the whole gang. It's Carrie and Dan. What's up, Carrie?
Not much.
Not much. I know you've got some things you want to talk about today. After all, it is Friday. It's Stump the Chump. It's time for you to most likely kick our ass again. And I say us because, again, like I said, we do have Dan on the show tonight. He is live from Jersey. How are you, my man?
Oh, my gosh. I'm good, man. It feels good to be back. I'm sorry I haven't been here. I've just been trying to spend time with the family. You know, my mom, my brother.
You got to spend time with the family, man.
Yeah, so I'm spending time with the family, friends that I haven't seen, you know, since I moved out, obviously, to Denver. So I've just been relaxing and just enjoying the time here, man. I'm trying to take every moment
and
actually live it out.
Good to hear. So what dastardly deeds have you been getting down with in New Jersey?
Oh, man, it's been so much fun. From seeing my friend before he gets married. Yeah. that's just so wild to see somebody just like freak out before their marriage. But other than that, everything's been really cool. I've just been hanging out with my brother, watching stuff with him.
Doesn't it suck not being able to legally smoke?
Yeah, it does. It does. It really is crappy.
Crappy.
I miss Denver for that reason. But all for the better, because when I come back, it'll be, you know, something to like look forward to.
Yeah, for sure.
How have you been? I mean, it's been like a while. I feel like I don't know you guys.
Well, Carrie and I struck it rich in the lottery, and now we're
oh, wow.
Now we're trading.
So why are you still
futures.
Doing this?
Pork bellies.
Pig futures. Everything's been all right. My back has been killing me lately. It's been keeping me off the mic because it's kind of hard to sit. But it's been getting better. And I am going to a chiropractor all you know, every
you gotta get one of those
every day I can.
Memory foam pads for your chair. So it could be a little easier on your ass and your back. So you won't have as bad. It'll help it out a little more. Or even if you have one of those back supporters, those lower back supporters on your chair.
Yeah.
You should look into getting one of those.
I should look into getting a new office chair first, though, because this thing's it's one of the faux leather ones. And
yeah.
Like it used to be black leather, but now it's just gray fabric all over the place because all the leather is peeled off.
Yeah. Hey, and the podcast has been sounding good. Your boy Chad was really good on the
episodes
prior. He was pretty good.
Yeah, I liked having Chad on. I think he's going to be a good fit if we ever end up doing a show together. We did some show development yesterday, talking about what type of show we're going to do, what segments, if any games or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I think we ironed out a lot of the hiccups that we did have, and so it'll be interesting to see what that turns into. And of course, I'm no different than anyone else on the network. I'm going to submit it to the network for everyone to vote on.
And I've already told him I'm going to tell him it's not Rogue Intel quality.
I was literally going to say the same exact thing. I would be like, you know what, Duff, this is kind of shitty. Yeah.
The production sucks.
And you know what, Duff, because he's in it, he'll put it out anyway.
That's what I told him. I told him the same thing last night. I was like, why are you even putting it up to a vote? We could all tell you it's shit and you'll still do it.
I digress. Ponder.
No, it's not anything to ponder. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be the guy that says, oh, yeah, well, if you want to have your show on the network, let's put it all to a vote by everyone
that's made up of
the network. You know, who would I be to go around that and say, hey, we're putting a new show out?
No, so, you got to play the game fair. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because I don't want to be labeled as a hypocrite or whatever. Yes.
Why, I call you one all the time.
Well, that's you.
But you live with them.
You see me in a different light than everyone else does.
I see the real you.
I think we know the real Duff. I think Carrie's pointed out on this podcast plenty of times.
Yeah, something I want to point out is the fact that I had a delicious everything bagel with a little bit of chicken salad in it for lunch today.
It wasn't a little bit of chicken salad.
It was a good amount. It was really tasty. I love everything bagels.
Apparently, the people I work with, and I'm probably going to be labeled racist if I'm not already.
Oh, no.
But I don't think black people like everything bagels.
Oh, boy.
Now, you told me this yesterday, and I about lost my shit. it hurts enough to stand and walk. When you make me walk and laugh my ass off at the same time, that's just an amount of pain I'd rather not deal with.
Well, here's how I come up with my theory on the whole everything bagel dilemma.
Okay.
All right. Going to work yesterday, doing training, we're stuck in a room. It's the same people every day. I am the only white person in this room. There are a total 9 of us that are being trained, plus you have different trainers in and out. Everyone's black. So
no poppy seeds.
So the one trainer lady brought in bagels. She had a nice big tray. And it had all these different types on it. And, you know, she had cream cheese and whatever. And, you know, day wears on. People have eaten what they're going to eat of it. There's a couple left. And she's over at the table and she picks up this bag and she goes, oh, and I have this one. And they were like, well, what kind is it? And she was like, I think they called it an everything bagel. And everybody in that room was like, ew, what's that?
Oh, Jesus. It's an everything bagel.
And she was like, it has, like, she, like, opens the bag up and she's looking down in it. And she's like, it has, like, seed stuff on it and it smells like onion. And everybody in there was like, ew, oh, my God. And I was like, you people are insane. I'll take it home. I have my wonderful life partner who loves these fucking things. Woo-hoo! I'll take it home. And the girl I was sitting next to, she was like, what is it? And I was like, I'm not even going to try to explain it. I just opened the bag and I said, smell. And she smelled it and she was like, oh my God, that does smell good. I was like, what are you all afraid of? It's like, really? Really? You've never heard of? Afraid to try what? But that's where I get my theory out of like 12 black people.
Okay. So they're all about the poppy seeds.
If it was a study written, it'd be like 1 out of 12 black people
like the smell of it, but was still afraid to try an everything bagel.
Oh, man.
So, you know, I had toyed with the idea before the bagel incident of, like, getting some donuts and taking them in. But it's now that this has happened, I don't know what type of donuts black people are afraid of.
Just yeah, just make sure they're in vats of oil. They're not going to be afraid of those.
Triple glazed, please.
And they have to be cops too.
They have to be cops, yes. Because what's donuts without cops?
Absolutely.
Well, we're on the topic of sugary substances. You want to talk about soda for a little bit?
Oh, boy. What happened with soda?
Nothing really. I saw this news article on ABC, and it's in the show notes at theprimepod.com if you want to hit it up and get the full article. But there is a grocery store that has been doing some really cool shit out there in Missoula, Montana.
And let me correct you. It is not the grocery store that does this stuff. Grocery stores don't do it. It's the distributor or the vendor. When they come in, they do it.
Faux shizzle.
Faux shizzle.
Okay. And now that I've been corrected, let me tell you what the distributor has done. There's a full window display spanning almost the entire glass front of the building. And it's a picture of a pipe with a mushroom coming out of it. It's got a picture of Mario and it's got a picture of Luigi. But if you look really close, it's just stacked up cases of soda.
Oh, dude, that's so cool.
Let's see. You've got your blue, which is your Pepsi. You've got your tan, which is your Diet Coke. You've got your red, which is your Coke. You've got your Coke Zero, which is black.
It's all Pepsi. They don't mix. They will not mix the product.
Okay. Well, I don't know what Pepsi makes that's red.
Or is it something that could be
Mountain Dew? Could be Mountain Dew Code Red, maybe?
It's a Coca-Cola distributor who comes to the store and does the designs for us.
I'm surprised he didn't get in trouble if he used Pepsi, then.
Well, I don't know. If it's not Pepsi, it's definitely blue. But the fact of the matter is, you can see Fresca in here. You can see Sprite in here. This Coke Zero, Diet Coke, they're all the different colors. And they're set up in little squares, because that's all you see from the case of soda. And it's just phenomenal. They have, in the past, done other ones as well. They did the Jack Skellington from The Nightmare Before Christmas.
There you go.
Yeah, and because it's mostly black and white, it was Diet Coke and Coke Zero. And they also recently just did a custom interpretation of Batman versus Superman.
Which, have you seen it yet?
No, I heard nothing but bad things about it.
Yeah, same here. You know what they're saying? The last 30-40 minutes is like the best part of it, and that it could have been a decent Netflix episode.
Yeah.
Like a Netflix special.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say about this. If you want to read the article and check out the pictures, you can definitely do so. Or if you're in the Missoula area, just head on into the store. I'm sure you'll love it as much as we do. Send pics to us, prime@rogueintel.com.
This is why Coke remains to me an extremely powerful brand for that reason. Just always like distributors, just people finding ways to distribute a Coke product so that people are like super intrigued to want to go to Montana and look at this freaking thing in person.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Shout out to Coca-Cola. It's my favorite soda.
And when you think of it, the renditions of these characters are from the original Mario game, which was 19. Yeah. So it's 30 years old, 31 years old. That's characters so are 31 years old. That's if you don't count Donkey Kong, which did have a version of it in the early 80s that had Mario in it.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yes, I know my Mario trivia.
Look at this guy. So you were playing all the Mario games since a kid, huh? Since you were a kid?
I love pretty much every single Mario game, except Mario's Time Machine, because it was RPG, up until Mario 64. And that's where they kind of lost me.
Gotcha.
And we're talking all the Game Boy games as well, because those were some badass games. Those, like the Super Mario Land for the original Game Boy. That, like, I broke my Game Boy because of frustration. Like, I bashed my skull into the screen and was surprised to take it away from my forehead and have it be black.
Yes. Oh, surprise.
Yes, gentlemen and ladies of the audience, I had anger issues as a child.
What game consoles did you own or have you owned?
Let's see. Sega Genesis, Nintendo, Super Nintendo. Never did a Nintendo 64. If we wanted to play any of those games, we just used ROMs and emulators. Mm-hmm. We've had, I don't think we've had a TurboGrafx-16. I had a couple Ataris as a kid.
I still have mine downstairs.
Still has her Atari.
Really?
We had the PlayStation.
Do you whip it out? Hold on. Do you pull it out? You know what I'm saying?
No.
No, does it even work?
It probably does. Yeah. If we could hook it up to the television, I bet it would.
Crazy. Yeah, and we could hook it up to the television using a cable, the coax trans, like the radio frequency, whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever the hell those things were called. But it doesn't have RCAs even, so it wouldn't be very good resolution.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. Let's see.
The PlayStation, you said?
Yeah, we had the PlayStation, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 2 Slim, PlayStation 3. We still have the PlayStation 3 and the PlayStation 3 Slim. We've got two PS4s, an Xbox 360. We've had a bunch of different Xboxes in our days.
Is that serious, huh?
Got an Xbox One in there, too.
Yeah, Jamie's got an Xbox One now, too. So.
And I used to have Sega.
Oh, yeah, we've had tons of Segas in here.
I had the Genesis.
Well, yeah. I had the TurboGrafx-16 when I was a young kid.
Had the Intellivision.
You ever had the Dreamcast?
No, because it sucked. There were like three good games for the entire system.
Oh, we had the Wii.
Oh, yeah. We had the stupid piece of shit Wii, too.
Hey.
Oh, the Wii.
I went all over the world to get that fucking Wii. You will bow down in appreciation.
Yes. Yeah. Also, just like you are with it being in the closet. It's been in the closet, not working for 2 years, three years.
That's because when we had the Wii, Guitar Hero came out, and somebody got his panties in a knot because it wasn't syncing up right. I mean, to the point where guitars were flying across the living room. And that's why it got shelved, because we got the PlayStation 3.
No, he was just throwing a guitar across the room because he wanted to be a fucking rock star. That's what happened.
That's what happened with the drums. We've already told this story before.
Oh, yes.
But, like, Carrie has definitely spotted me out on the whole fact that I threw my drums out into the street and proceeded to beat them.
What is
we
wrong?
Found bits and pieces of those things out front for a month or two. Hey, look, isn't that part of your drum kit? Shut up.
What did you do? What did you stomp on it?
You stomped on it, beat
well,
it.
Well, it was in quite a few pieces before it even went out the door because somebody was that pissed off.
Well, try to understand my source of contention. Try to understand that this was my intro into drumming. Guitar Hero and Rock Band. That was how I started drumming. And when you have a lot of money put up in something that breaks on you after a week of use.
Well, all right, let me interject.
And then you get a new one, and then that one breaks,
and
too?
Again, let me interject.
Right. What's
when
the real story?
When you're beating on a toy, which I told you when you got it, it is a toy. It is not a drum kit. It is a toy. When you're beating on them as if you are sitting in front of a real drum set, they are going to fucking break.
Well, the Ion drum rocker that we got for it didn't break.
It started acting up now, didn't it? And that's why it got shuffled off in a new set of drums in the house.
Yes.
So, again.
All right. Whatever.
And trying to deal with a grown man having a temper tantrum.
Jesus Christ.
Not fun. Not fun at all.
Well, aren't you glad I've gotten better in recent years, in my old age?
That's because I trank you if you start up now.
Jesus Christ.
She's got the shock collar ready to go. You know what I'm saying?
I have never witnessed her tranking me.
That's because you don't remember it.
I don't remember it. I've never blacked that woman. Don't try to play that ass.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to Bill Cosby that ass. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Okay, that's enough of that there one.
I always love those moments, by the way. Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome.
Speaking of altercations, did you hear about Vince Neil getting the shit kicked out of him by Nick Cage?
He didn't get the shit kicked out of him.
Yeah, but it's fun to say it like that.
I heard a little bit about this earlier. My brother told me, and I was just kind of like, I don't give a fuck. But what happened?
Well, these two AARP eligible stars looked like a couple of T-Rexes tangling outside the area, which is in Las Vegas. Essentially, there was an altercation involving a fan. The Motley Crue rocker had gotten behind a woman who was asking Nick Cage for an autograph, grabbed her hair, and pulled her to the ground. And Nick Cage was heard to say, "Stop this now!" He actually shouted it in a video. So there is video proof of this happening.
Jeez. Do you have the video?
Yes, we do, as a matter of fact.
Let's hear this. This is crazy.
Nick Cage looks like he's trying to make out with Vince Neil.
Oh my god.
There couldn't be two more irrelevant people to have this happen to them.
That is insane. Yeah, I love how TMZ just got up right in their face. Like, oh my gosh, they're relentless.
Yeah. Wow. It's just the idea of two grown men of their status fighting on the streets is just laughable.
Yeah, hell yeah. Especially Nick Cage. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, and we've done our trash talk on Nick Cage's career here lately, and it's just not good. But that doesn't mean you got to fight about it.
All right, leave the guy alone.
Yeah. Random State Podcast in the chat room says it was staged for publicity.
You can say that about anything and everything, though. Exactly. You can say that about anything and everything. Anything that's out there for entertainment, you can always put a spin and say, you know what, that's always staged. I mean, it's just what it is.
Yeah.
Like, whether it's staged or not, we will never know. I mean, and sometimes it does come out. Like, the whole Stamos, what was the guy that had a meltdown at Netflix, the Netflix offices? And it was a prank. This just happened recently for.
I don't know. It was. It might have been Stamos because he's involved with Fuller House.
Yeah, so it could have been. Yeah, it was Stamos, and he was there. And check it out. It's a crazy video. He starts flipping out in the offices of Netflix, and it was a staged thing.
Yeah, it was for April Fool's.
Yeah, for April Fool's. Thank you. See, Carrie's always on it. I like that. I like that. So yes, that video is in the show notes. You can check it out on your own.
Yes, you can.
See, it's two grown ass men fighting.
Yes.
Without a crowd or a ring, right? No WWE here, goddammit. I wanted to bring something to your attention though, guys, quickly, if you let me.
Sure, of course. It's your show too.
Los Angeles Lakers, they're a basketball team. I don't know if you knew that.
Yes, I was aware of that, man.
I know, I'm being a D-bag.
Listen, appreciate the coddling, but I did know.
It's all right. I thought I'd help Carrie along with the process.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm pretty familiar with basketball.
She knows more basketball than I do.
No, I wasn't even saying that. I was helping with the coddling. But listen.
Oh, appreciate it.
But listen, so a rookie recorded one of their top players, Nick Young, who is Iggy Azalea's current fiance, right? And they were in like this guy, the rookie, D'Angelo, I believe is his name. They were in his room. Okay? Now you're a rookie with a big star on the team. This is not your moment to fuck up. So Nick Young is telling him all his like the girls that he slept with and possible alleged cheating while he's been with Iggy Azalea. This fucking idiot, the rookie, puts the recording out there in the world. Now, I got into a discussion with my brother yesterday about this because we were disagreeing on the fact that I think it's wrong for this guy to put the recording out when Nick Young, the star player on the team, is
telling you these things in confidence, right?
Well, yeah, Am I wrong? It's just a douchebag thing to do.
Exactly. It violates bro code. You don't do that to your boy. If your boy's telling you something, you don't put a record. You don't record them in secret and then put the recording out there. So that my brother's argument was, I think you're fucked up for thinking that way because he was doing the right thing to let Iggy Azalea know that he's been cheating on her. He has cheated on her.
Okay, but well, like, this is where he's wrong.
Fucking, that's he's, not his fucking.
Well, no, he could do that, but it doesn't need to be on the net. He could have sent it directly to her, and it would have just been between the three of them.
Yeah, and that would have been a lot better of an alternative.
You're absolutely right, but I think that putting it out on the internet just for so it was probably for likes. It was probably for fucking YouTube views. That's all it is for nowadays. You'd rather fuck up your career for social media likes than actually honor the fact that you're on a star team, a very, very much so huge team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's crazy. It's crazy to me.
Yeah, it makes no sense. The whole entire industry doesn't make a whole lot of stinking sense to me.
I just think, so at the end of the recording is when he finally tells him, oh, I was recording that. And I really honestly think he did that so he can get away with the fact that he recorded it. You know what I'm saying? So if it ever came into where it had to be in the hands of court, they could say, oh, well, he did tell him. He did know.
Yeah.
But he didn't know beforehand. Right. That's why prank calls on the radio are illegal.
They're all fake.
Yeah. You cannot be recorded without knowing.
Well, that's iffy. It depends on where you're at when you're doing
it. Yeah, it depends on what state.
Yep.
But but I don't know. I just think it bothers me because even if he was trying to tell her, first of all, he probably did it the way he did it because he doesn't know her personally. He can't get her phone number or whatever the case may be. If that's what he was trying to do in the first place, which I don't think he was. But I feel like it wasn't his place to tell anyone. And not only that, it wasn't his place to put it on the internet.
Well, it definitely wasn't his place to put it on the internet.
Yeah.
You know, but it would be like if one of Sam's friends came to you and said, hey, you know, this is what's been going on. Wouldn't you want to know, or would you rather just have everybody know but you?
I don't know.
I would definitely really want to know. I wouldn't want it out on the web.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would want to know. I don't. It's such a hard situation because it's kind of like, yeah, I'd say somebody who doesn't know me is taking a time out to tell me something. And it's different. I was just also having this conversation with some friends and Sam before I left that it's different with guys and girls. Guys will come up to you and be like, oh, your girl is cheating or your girl's whatever. And the guy's going to be like, you know what? I'm going to leave that bitch. Fuck that bitch. Whatever. Blah, blah, blah. But a girl, it's hard for them to leave their guy if they hear something bad from another female because the other female probably could be trying to start problems or whatever the case may
Typically,
be.
Typically, that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's another iffy situation, too.
It is. I have a better situation that we're coming up to, as a matter of fact.
What's that?
Break and stump the chump.
Exactamundo.
I like that.
We do have some other things we want to talk about, but first we have to go to a break, and then we're going to do Stump the Chump right here on the Prime Podcast.
Hi, guys. It's Kim from Round Trip, the travel podcast where we share our stories and travel experiences. You can listen to Round Trip at rogueintel.com.
Hi guys, Cooper here from the Unquote podcast. Unquote delves into what makes movie quotes so, well, quotable. See, I have a guest each week watch a movie selected from the American Film Institute's top 100 movie quotes list, and then we sit down and ponder cultural impingement and cinematic preponderance, and okay, you got me, my thesaurus was totally open. A little factual and a lot of fun, it's the least contentious peanut gallery in history. Unquote is part of the Rogue Intel Network, and you can find me on iTunes, Facebook, and Twitter.
Hey guys, it's Shane from Now That I'm Older. I hope you're liking everything you're hearing on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network. If you are, go to rogueintel.com/Amazon for all your shopping needs. It's not going to cost you anything extra. It's not going to look any different. But every time you use that link, you're going to be helping out the Rogue Intel Podcast Network. So bookmark rogueintel.com/Amazon every time you need to buy something from Amazon. Thanks a lot.
Hi, this is Aaron from Everything Falls. You're listening to Prime on Rogue Intel. Check out our new EP, Through the Storm, at everythingfallsband.com and all major digital retailers.
And we're back on Prime.
And I just need to interject quickly.
Sure.
Everything Falls. Well, it came on my phone. I had it random.
Came on your phone?
Yeah. And it was while I was driving. Bad, bad combination. Aaron makes me speed even more than I normally do. Damn you, Aaron. Damn you.
Yes, blame Aaron. It's all his fault.
That's right.
Hey, Dan, it's Friday. You know what that means, right?
Stump the chump time.
Yo!
Stump the chump. Hell
it's,
yeah.
It's my favorite time of the week.
Absolutely. I'm gonna beat Carrie's ass today. Let's pray to the something above, I think.
So you really think you're gonna beat Carrie?
Hey, anything's possible.
Yeah.
You know, it could be Jersey luck. Maybe Jersey might bring me the luck I need today.
And maybe we'll goose egg you.
You're setting me up for failure. Let's move on.
All right. Yeah. You set yourself up for failure yourself.
No,
when you
no, actually, I didn't.
When you drove or flew to a place where pot wasn't legal.
It's all right. There's plenty for me that's going to be waiting over there.
Gary, go ahead and intro your music pick.
Mid-90s.
Doctors have come from distant cities just to see me stand over my bed.
It's a great song.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Artist sounds very familiar. I don't know.
Yeah, Natalie.
Oh my gosh,
Merchant. I'm guessing.
Okay.
That's just my guess.
All right, and you're correct. What's the name of the song?
I can tell you the name of the album, Tiger Lily.
That doesn't count.
I don't know.
Wonder.
Okay.
Her voice sounds like somebody else. That's so crazy.
All right. Well, that being said, I agree, but I think it sounds like Natalie Merchant.
So you got 0.5.
I got 0.5. So I'm on the board, and I'm the only one on the board for right now. Dan, Mr. DJ Dan himself. Go ahead and give us your music pick.
Let's do, I guess, singer-songwriter 2003.
When I fall in love, I take my time. There's no need to hurry when I'm making up my mind. You can turn off the sun, but I'm still going.
I don't know it. I've heard it several times, I'm sure. I just don't know it.
No. Carrie?
I think I know the person. I don't know the name of the song.
Okay, who's that?
Jason Mraz.
That is correct.
Or however the hell you say his name.
All right. Well, she got half a point on that one.
What's the name?
So
of the
that song?
Song
is The Remedy, and it came out in 2003, yes. And it was his song way before I'm Yours, and everybody knew him for I'm Yours in 08, which pissed me off because I'm like, The Remedy is way better.
Yeah. We actually have that on our server. It's a good song. And I guess that means it's my turn to play. This is a song from the classic rock genre. All right, give me something. Carrie, do you think you know it? Do you know it?
I'm pretty sure I know it.
All right, Dan, same question.
Nope.
You got nothing, huh?
I got nothing.
Carrie, what's your guess?
Toto. And sorry, I'm trying to sing the song in my head. Give me a second.
Okay.
Hold the line.
It was as if as soon as you played it, she was like, I remembered, so that fucker doesn't have to play that.
All right, well, your guess is Toto, Hold the Line. You are correct on both accounts. That gives you 1 point, and that puts you in the lead. Now it's time for the second round, which is movies.
Mid-90s.
But tonight, our little project, our company, had a very big night. A very very big night, but it wasn't complete. It wasn't nearly close to being in the same vicinity as complete, because I couldn't share it with you. I couldn't hear your voice or laugh about it with you. I miss my wife. We live in a cynical world, a cynical world, and we work in a business of tough competitors.
Yes.
I love you. You.
Yes, you complete me too, Carrie. I know it. Dan, anything?
I don't know. Hold on 1 second. I've seen this movie, so give me a minute. Oh my gosh. I'm going to message you my answer.
Yeah, let's go for it. Message me your answer.
All right, I'm going to message Duff my answer. And you play the music again, and I'm going to cut off your toes. I'm going to go communist, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you. Still waiting for that answer.
Are you still waiting for that answer?
Still
waiting
for it.
You're going to be waiting a little longer there, bud. Yeah.
Okay. Dan and I both guess Jerry Maguire.
Correctamundo.
Okay.
Yeah. Great.
So that gives Dan 1 point. And it gives me 1.5. Carrie, thank you very much for your input. Dan, what's your movie pick?
Movie from 1986.
You think your name's going to be on that plaque?
Yes, sir.
That's pretty arrogant, considering the company you're in.
I know it.
I know it, I think.
I know it.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
I like that in the pilot. Remember, when it's over out there, we're all on the same team. Gentlemen, this school is about combat. There are no points for second place. Dismissed.
Hey, Scott.
The plaque for the alternates is down in the ladies' room.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, you kill me. You really do.
And I already know it, and I've already sent it to Dan.
So that means I can give my answer.
Yes, you can.
As Archer would say, he's in the danger zone. It's Top Gun.
That's exactly what I put down.
Yes, that's correct.
Nice.
Great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed, sir. All right, well, that gives Carrie 2.5 points, and that gives me, 2.5 points.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Well, maybe you'll actually beat me this week.
That would be nice. It would be a nice change, right?
It would be a, what, first in a lifetime?
Fuck you. No, it would be the first time in a couple months, though.
me, or if he beats you, I'll cry. Because that means I lost.
Yeah, but you always lose.
Yeah, but to you, that would hurt. That would hurt me. That would
kill me. Jesus Christ. So it would hurt you more if I beat her than you beating her?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, well, all right. Well, let's
because
see.
Because I still lose to you. That's the point.
Well, you always lose to me. Usually.
Usually, but for a full-blown win, that's horrible. Yeah. That would kill me.
All right, well, let's see if we can make it happen. This is my movie pick. It's a 70s comedy.
Who dumped a whole truckload of fizzies into the swim meet? Who delivered the medical school cadavers to the alumni dinner? Every Halloween, the trees are filled with underwear. Every spring, the toilets explode. This year, it's going to be different. This year, we're going to grab the bull by the balls and kick those punks off campus.
What do you intend to do, sir? Delta's already on probation.
They are?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Then, as of this moment, they're on double secret probation.
I think I know it.
All right, Carrie thinks she knows it. Dan, do you think you know it, or do you know you know it, or do you not know shit?
I don't know shit.
You don't know shit. All right. Carrie, what do you think it is?
Animal House.
Animal House is correct.
Wow.
So
John Belushi.
Wow. Exactly. Yeah. Animal House puts you in the lead with 3.5 points. Coming in just behind you is me with 2.5 points. I guess it's time for our pop culture round. Carrie, take it away.
96 TV.
Oh, I know it.
And all three of my picks were from 96.
Yeah, a lot of mine were from the same year, too. If not all
I have
of them.
No fucking idea.
I know exactly what it is. I know her character's name, I know her real name, and I know the name of the show.
Well, aren't you spiffy?
I want you to shit in a hat.
And I'm pretty sure that I know the spinoff that was made that was actually kind of successful.
Give us the goddamn answer already, my God!
Murder, She Wrote.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. So that puts us back in tie with each other with Murder, She Wrote. Dan, that means it's your turn.
70s game show.
Really? Rocking it old school. Jeez, I don't even know. I'm gonna go out on a game. I'm gonna go out on a limb and just guess that it's the Dating Game.
No.
Now let me give you a hint for half a point, okay?
Hey,
well,
give Carrie
a guess.
Jeez. Oh, I'm sorry, fucker. Sorry, Jesus,
fucker.
Jesus, fuck me in my ass.
I will enter you!
Gosh.
Go ahead. The only thing I can guess from the 70s is the Newlywed Game.
Well, alright. So here's the clue. And I don't even know if this counts because it's a 70s... It's a game show that started out in the 70s and it's still on today.
Hollywood Squares?
No.
Interesting.
And it's still on today?
It's still on today, yes.
Jeopardy.
Wheel of Fortune. Those are pretty much the only two answers, I'm guessing. Or Let's Make a Deal.
There you go.
Oh, is it? Let's make but a it deal.
And it you do not get now. A point.
No.
After 50,000 guesses, it doesn't count now. Yes, let's make a deal is the answer.
All right, so no one got any points on that go-around. That means it is my turn to play you this commercial from the 70s. Listen to the commercial, and I'll ask you what I want as the answer after we hear it.
A pocket camera for less than $20? Extra can do. The new Kodak Extra 1 camera is the lowest priced Kodak pocket camera ever. Just aim and shoot for clear, sharp pictures. For a few dollars more, you can get those clear, sharp pictures two ways with a Tele Extra 1 camera. Hey, honey, without moving a step, it brings you twice as close to your subject. Get more pictures, more places, more often with new Extra cameras, the can do cameras from Kodak.
Okay. Here's what I want. We know it's a Kodak commercial. It's a Kodak commercial from 1978. Tell me the voice.
Donald Trump.
So that's your guess, Donald Trump?
Absolutely not. I don't know who the fuck it is. So there you go.
So making a guess of Donald Trump is not a guess?
Exactly.
Okay, so what is your guess?
I have no guess.
You have no guess?
I don't know.
Okay, because you could be right with Donald Trump.
I mean, hey, listen. If it counts, keep it in there. I mean, whatever.
The only thing I can think of is Kurt Douglas.
It's a good guess, but no. Think 1978. He had an endorsement deal with Kodak. He did several commercials all the way until, I think, 80. And this guy's voice is very well known because he had a TV show. Nothing?
Nothing.
Wait a minute. 78?
Yes.
And he had a television show?
Yes.
Television show. 78. Oh, Little House on the Prairie, dude.
What's his name?
No.
He touched angels.
He touched angels.
She's got nothing. We gave her enough time. You don't know it.
He died. Michael Landon.
Thank you very much. You get the point.
And bite me, Dan.
That's some horse shit. If I spent that long on a thing, you're trying to get some ass. I respect that. I respect that.
No, he's paying me back for the ass he got last night.
Hey, come on now.
Hey, my man.
What do you mean, my man? We sleep in the same bed. It's bound to happen.
It were an acrobat.
What, you tripped, fell, and slipped on his dick? No, no.
Maybe that's why your back hurt.
Maybe. Hey, you never know. You never know. Well, that is our fine edition of Stump the Chump. No ties today, so we still have our tiebreakers for next time. I think I almost won. But no. Of course, Carrie gets 4.5 points. In second place is me with 3.5 points. And then Dan with your single solitary 1, which from what I've heard is the loneliest number.
Oh, that's cool. It kind of reminds me of you.
Number 1. Yes. Fuck you, Dan.
Hey, can I quickly talk about something that happened yesterday?
Of course.
So, I went into the radio station, and there was a member of the show that I hugged, and she happens to be tall, very tall.
Danielle?
No.
Okay.
I'd rather not. But either way, she happens to be very tall, and and I gave her a hug, and she got offended.
What?
She thought I was... because I called her Godzilla. Now, it had nothing to do with a weight thing. It had nothing to do with that. But it took somebody else to come in and tell me, hey, I don't think it's wise for you to call somebody tall Godzilla for future reference.
Oh, Jesus.
Which, by the way, I don't like. I don't like when you have a problem with me and you don't address it with me directly. But I
I apologize to her. I apologize. But it pissed me off a little bit. I really got to tell you, it really just got me annoyed because I've called this person that before and they never said anything. So if they had a problem with it a long time ago, why wasn't it addressed then? Do you understand what I'm saying? I really hate that crap.
I want to step in real quick and say something that is, if it's who I think it is, that person's only 5'11". That's not really Godzilla.
Well, how tall are you, Dan?
I'm 5'8".
Oh, you're a short shit. Okay.
Yeah, I'm shorty.
So you're an Oompa Loompa.
Yeah, that one.
Okay. Yeah, I because I know where you were the other day, and so I'm guessing I know who it is.
Either way, I just didn't like the way the situation was handled. I just wanted to know what you guys thought about that kind of situation if it were to happen to you.
It has happened to me before. I've said some things very innocently before that have ended up knocking me on my ass because it was found as offensive or inappropriate. And it's like, no, I didn't mean anything by it. I meant this. And it was like, oh, well, she took it to mean this. And I'm like, well, she was wrong. And,
Yeah.
You know, stupid shit. Like, I can't even remember. It's been so long. But I remember when I was working for a company, an IT company in Timonium, it happened there with one of the the project managers, and I think that's why I ended up getting fired eventually, because the project management team bitched about that's it so crazy. Much. And for the life of me, I can't even remember what it was, but she took it to be something hostile, and it wasn't, and it surely wasn't directed at anyone in person.
Well, I have a story about saying something inappropriate. You know, people want to know sometimes if a blind person has ever gotten in trouble for saying the wrong thing around people. One time I literally was in the teacher's room in my middle school, and I was about to say a black joke, and a black woman who was a substitute was sitting right there, and I had no idea. My aide jumps up and taps my arm and goes, okay, we're moving on now. All right. Because I started off the joke, and as soon as he heard the BL from black, he was just like, oh, okay. But I hate sensitivity. Ladies and gentlemen, make it known that I hate sensitivity.
Oh, for
and
sure.
I don't feel any sympathy for you. This is a tough world, tough shit. Grow with it. You know what I'm saying? Or else. But you know what bothers me? Anytime I'm on the air with that show, it's always jokes about my blindness, and I take it. It's so much fun. It's so much fun. So you can't take it. You can dish it out, but you can't take it. And I think that's probably the biggest part that bothers me too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so. It's tough to live in a world where it's not even sided. You know, you can get joked about, but you call someone Godzilla, and it's just.
Well, let me ask you this: was the Godzilla incident before or after you had been on air?
Oh, it had been after.
Damn.
Yeah, I had come into the studio. I was on air, and then we went to commercial, and then I finally got up and gave everyone a hug, and that's when it happened. So
wow,
it's a damn shame, because if it would have been me, and that transpired before, and then they were wanting to have a humorous bit at my expense.
Oh yeah,
I would have been like, look here, Godzilla, you know. Put your size 11s back over there and shut the fuck up. You know, it's... Oh, I hate people like that.
Either way.
I can't stand it.
I had fun at the show. I did. I had so much fun at the Elvis Duran show again yesterday. And I have a bunch of people on my side ready to help me, hopefully, into the industry. So let's see what happens from here. I mean, It's a special building, that floor, and every time I go there, it's pretty wild.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well,
and we'll put the link up to the podcast that I hosted to yesterday.
Yeah, you'll definitely have to. You'll definitely have to send that over, because I didn't have that link. I didn't even know you were going to be on until
I was on the air. I didn't know I was going to be on. And then they had me do, they've been doing this 15-minute podcast every day after the show.
Yeah.
And they had me host that yesterday. Elvis looked at them and then he was like, oh, let him host it. Why the fuck not? Right. So.
Yeah.
On their site for the whole world to see. And then, of course, everywhere I get followers, you know where it is?
What's that?
The platform I don't use very much. Instagram. Oh,
Jesus. Why would you even have an Instagram account? It's all about pictures.
Yeah, I have an Instagram for my friends to see stuff on my end. Really.
Got to love it. Well, what do you say we get out of here for the evening?
Dude, it feels good to be back, man.
You're saying that every time you're doing a show these days.
That's because it's a week or two in between.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
If it's not so one thing,
I'll see you guys in another. I'll see you guys in another 2-3 weeks. And I'll say the same damn thing. And it is what it is.
All right, cool.
All right.
Well, stay tuned for future episodes of Prime. We're booking some guests in the meantime. Next week on Friday, I think we've actually got a sci-fi show coming on. It's a YouTube video show. We've also got another YouTube video show coming on in the future. Just a whole bunch of different guests, people we think are kind of nifty. Want to get to talk to you a little bit. So stay tuned for that. Hey, have you been shopping on the Amazon, Dan?
I have no money to shop on Amazon, but I definitely have looked at stuff under the Rogan Tell site for future reference.
Good, good. So you're actually helping support the network. While you're shopping on Amazon.
Why not?
I definitely like that. If you want to be cool and do some shopping on us as well, you can go to rogueintel.com/Amazon. It takes you to amazon.com. It gives us a little bit of a kickback on whatever you get. So if you want to help the network, be really nifty if you would go to that link. We're going to get out of here. If you want to subscribe and give us a review on the iTunes, you can do so by going to iTunes or bit.ly/theprimepod. You can find all the ways to listen, interact, and spread the love at theprimepod.com. Dan, it's nice having you on the show tonight.
Duff, it was, again, great to be here, and I'm glad that I got to be a chump again.
Yeah. Because something tells me you like being a chump.
It
gives you like a hard on or something.
It gives me a different angle on the show. I'm different from all you guys. See, I'm different.
Yeah. All right. Well, you have a good night, man.
You too, my man.
Later, taters.